Bob.
Hey, Bob. Jackie Beckerman.
Hey, Jackie Beckerman.
So, I was writing you a letter, but I decided I would call you back and let you know what I'm writing.
Yeah, thanks.
So, here's where we are. I obviously voiced your concerns that there was no investigation, that we didn't take this seriously or do anything with it internally. Okay, which is what I understand. Am I correct?
You were that's part of it. Yeah, that's part of it.
Right. And I was reassured and very comfortable that that is not the case, that it was taken extremely seriously, that they were ramifications, and that we're still following up on the ramifications with this individual. So, you know what?
Why am I marginalized as the victim? Why am I the one that's been, you know, because I'm left with the impression that everybody's slapping Gareth Warren on the back and telling him what a good job he's done and how great it is.
Where do you get that from?
Because that's,
honestly,
where do I get that? Because of the reaction from the university and the way that no one has ever shown any contrition, any empathy, any sympathy in any way, shape, or form. And I have been continuously placed on the defensive.
Okay, so I just want to tell you this. I think what you're feeling from us is a reaction to how you approach us as well. You called me a liar more times than I can count in our last conversation.
Yeah, well.
You ended a conversation commenting on my dead brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Why would you go there? I did nothing but...
You know what? Again, that's a shame, isn't it? You know what? And again, you know what? And I thought about that comment, too, and I was thinking about, and it made me think about Anne. And I was like, I wonder if they would have reacted differently if it was Anne Beckerman and it was like 8 months. Would somebody show empathy? Would there be like some consideration? Would she still have gotten health care? Would she have been marginalized? Would she have had to have... Where? For what purpose? I need to have faith and trust in the healthcare that I'm getting. Have you guys, again, the university and you, I have not seen as an ad. I had to go to them. Because nobody ever said, you know what, this is a horrible thing that happened to Bob Adams and Robert Adams. You know what, and the way we've treated him, we could have handled this a lot differently, up to and including Jackie Beckerman. I didn't, trying to convince me that James Newell was looking out for my best interest when he was very clearly not looking out for my best interest, that he was, so who's misrepresenting themselves and lying to me then? Is it the university? Is it you? Or was it James Newell? Because he was very, James Newell was very clear that there was never an investigation, but he was willing to come.
I can't do this again.
But it's very difficult. Do you understand why am I always on the defensive? I need to be able to...
You set yourself up. You are attacking always. You are attacking us. And I'm telling you that we were very concerned with what happened. I got into it a year and a half down the road, okay?
Yeah, isn't that kind... I know. And let's address that. I'd be curious. If you want to, I'd like to address that because it does seem like, you know, a little odd that you would have been not, that no one would have communicated with you as the director of patient experience, as a part of compliance, as a part of, illegal.
That's not true.
As part of the risk management wing, if you will. Again, when they became aware, when there was an investigation by OPMC, when OPMC is starting to call you folks and did they start began their investigation, were you never made aware of it?
Can I tell you, because I do not attend that's not part of my job, isn't being overseeing all of that right now. It isn't. There are other people
who are. Wow. Where does that leave the victims of Gareth of poor healthcare? Like people like me.
I feel very bad.
Because no one ever contacted me.
I do feel
All I ever got, you know what I got from, I got a response. I had to go and see I couldn't even get orthopedic care with you folks. I was going to see David Mitten about an orthopedic issue.
Can I tell you the reason that you weren't given care is, quote unquote, they didn't know anything about the lawsuit or anything that happened, was the way you treated the staff.
I don't believe you. Again.
And if you recall, the first.
Again, I then.
And because this is what you all said, you called me, I had heard that you had totally yelled and insulted the COO's assistant. So.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's the COO's assistant? And what you've heard. You know what? You don't have any excuse me, Miss Beckerman, but you seem to, again, be putting me on the defensive. It's a shame, Mr. Adams, that you would have to go to those lengths and be so frustrated that you would have to talk to try and reach out to the COO. That no one, absolutely no one in our gave you any kind of referral, got nothing. You were allowed to languish in pain and without any health care until after you, and certainly no mental health. Gareth Warren, look at, he gets to go. Did you guys get him the help that he needs? Because he's a pervert and he needs a lot of help. I hope you guys got him help. But you know what? Good for him. He gets those things. I'm not afforded that.
I want to tell you again, and I will say.
And I agree. Listen to my tone. Listen to my demeanor. Absolutely, I am tormented by this. And yes, I absolutely. I don't want to be communicating with COOs and shit. And that's why you get the expression of that. Do you understand? That's where does this vent? How do I express this otherwise?
I have told you, and it says it in the first letter, and I didn't hear from you for a year and a half or something, however long it's been since we corresponded.
Whatever. Because you're telling me James Newell's looking out for my best interest, and he's never had an investigation. I'll play it for you. You want to hear it? You know what? I'd love that. I'd love to find out how I got in this spot. I would love to go through and rehash it with all the participating members.
They told me I should just write a letter. I'm going to tell you again that the institution feels very comfortable that this matter for us, okay, this matter for us is done.
And so it's done. So yeah, as a victim, I'm pleading for you for help.
We won't help you get health care. If you want, tell me what kind of provider you're looking for, and I will make the referral and set that up for you.
Yeah.
That I am happy to.
And I'll be. Well, I get.
Give me some guidance. Who you want to see?
Yeah.
Do you want a urologist? Do you want?
I still want to be able to.
I
can't understand. So you guys are really going to condone Gareth Moore? So you condone, are you guys,
we
so you're...
We aren't condoning anything.
It sure seems that way. You're allowed your truth.
The Department of Health.
You can yell all you want. You're yelling at me.
You know what? I'm responding to you. I'm telling you, I really went against the advice I was given and not to keep calling you, to call you back because I wanted to keep my word.
And I appreciate that. And they're telling, and who's they? So who are these, you know, people?
I have worked with our legal department.
And who are, so who is it that said, don't even talk to him? I don't even want you, he's in pain.
If he, the letter, do so you know clearly, we're done with this case.
And me, and me, and me, and basically and me, and you're telling and me. I'm not done with this. I'm not done with this until my truth gets told. Until my side gets told.
Do that another way, because I'm telling you.
I need to get some resolution to this, and my truth is the truth. However you guys want to invent.
Why did we not heard from you for so long? What brought it up again? Something must have happened that suddenly you reached out again, because we hadn't heard.
Why is it my responsibility to keep reaching out to you? Why is that?
We thought it was done.
So why would we have to call him? I thought that after he reported it to OPMC, it was done, and we wouldn't have to contact him and see if he needs any help, health care after Gareth Warren.
I wrote a very help with healthcare.
That's great. Where were you? August and September after I was referred to Gareth Warren because I was told I was dying? Where were you when in September and October when I wasn't getting any healthcare at all because the last experience I had, I was sexually assaulted? Where were you? Where was the university then? At what point are you guys going to step up and say, you know what, we have some kind of responsibility towards this guy. We know he's hurting. We know this. We've documented it. He's called the COO. He's called the COO.
What is it right now that you are looking for?
Jesus Christ.
What is it right now that
I don't. You know what? I need to know that I want to talk to the director of the urology department and see what's going on. I don't really, I need to have some faith. I want to know what you guys, what do you think I need? What do you think I need? Is the
director? This isn't my place to say, I don't know you.
Oh, you should. You're the director of, don't you have programs in place for victims? How many, what did you do for the last?
Asking for a program, I will send you information.
What do you do for victims? How many victims do you have? Do you have victims walking and knocking on your door saying they've been sexually assaulted every week? How do you do that? How does that? I have been. I've been asking for that since over for a year and a half since I first called you. Remember when I called you?
I don't know who you asked of that.
When I asked you of that. I asked you of that a year and a half ago.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Why did you think I was calling you?
But
why did I call you a year and a half ago? Because I wanted to call and talk to find out what you guys were going to do. And is there, what's the, yeah. Because it was going to trial, OPMC's thing. And I want to get some closure here. And I want to know what's going on. And why is the university hiring attorneys to protect Gareth Warren in a civil lawsuit? That's what I was calling you about. Why did you guys hire an attorney? Why was he? I got to ask you this. I have a very specific question. I want to know on the court date that was scheduled in December of 2016, because that's a full year later. Where was Gareth Warren? And why was he not in attendance?
Okay, can I tell you something? You need to hear this because you're not hearing me. It's done.
Yeah, it's done as far as you guys. It's done for you.
It's done. As far as we're concerned, it is done. If you need health care and you'd like...
Why don't you answer my questions? Why aren't you willing to give me the answers that I need so I can heal?
I am not aware of...
If you want me to get better and you're sincere about that and you guys want me to get better and you want me to get past this and you want me to get closure...
Can I tell you, I don't think there's anything right now I can say to you that's going to...
You've been saying that for... And you said the exact same thing a year and a half ago. And I'm asking you.
I'm so sorry you've had this experience.
You know what you could say? I'll find out. Why don't you say, I'll find out?
And at this point, it was taken extremely seriously.
How was that? How do I believe that? Tell me specific. What are the specifics? Let me see that. I asked you that before. Let me come in. It wasn't all over the papers that he came in my face. It was all over the papers. You guys hired an attorney. You guys hired an attorney, and you guys did a plea deal, and it was a plea deal.
Can I tell you something? That is not how it works.
It was a plea deal. Yes, it was, Jackie Beckerman. I was there, Jackie Beckerman. I was part of that, Jackie. You know what? I'm talking about the OPMC case. I'm talking about the OPMC case. I'm talking about the OPMC case. There was a plea deal, and a plea deal was made, was rendered.
I can't keep doing this. I'm telling you.
Don't you understand that? You do understand that.
We won't talk about this case anymore.
We won't.
But if you need any health care, I will send you names of programs. Because
yeah, don't bother. You know what? I don't know. Are you?
Anything else I can do for you? If you want a doctor, tell me what specialty you need, and we will give you referrals to physicians.
I don't need referrals. I had a doctor. What happened to all the doctors? Why is Dr. Mitten telling me that he can't operate on me because he's an employee of the hospital and he hopes I understand?
That's
what I had doctors. Why are you guys? Because as soon as I get.
Talking about Dave Mitten.
How are you ever? I'm talking about Mitten. I had one doctor there, and you guys, my arm's killing me. That was one doctor. Why did you guys communicate with him?
There is not a physician that has known about your case. Mitten stopped taking you because of the way you treated his staff.
That's not true. You know what? When you make an... Are you going to say that there's not two sides to that story?
I'm going to say that you are extremely nasty to deal with. And I get the pain. I wish I could take that away from you.
I'm extremely nasty to deal with. This is what you put me through. This is what you guys did this to me. You know, I was never this guy. You'd make it sound like I have an ancient history. You're right. You're right. You're not going to do a damn thing about it. So basically, Jerry's going to say,
you're professionals that deal with these kind of issues. That I can do. And I will get you names of programs for.
Oh, after all this. So then, you know what? That's a year and a half. Isn't that a year? And who's paying for it?
Can I tell you something? That's a whole other issue. And I really can't say it.
Well, let's see who's going to pay for it. Because you know what? You know what? Because I wouldn't be looking at, you wouldn't be sending me these pamphlets and shit if it wasn't for Strong. If you guys had stepped up, at what point do I get a contrition and apology from Strong? We're sorry. I want to hear it from the university.
It's not done.
It's not done until I hear from the university that they're sorry for the way they treated me throughout this experience and that you guys continue to condone Gareth Warren. Because as far as I'm concerned, you have done nothing but proven to me that everything I've said is factual and true, that you have really not taken it very seriously. Otherwise, you would show it. Prove it to me.
I don't understand why you would.
Prove it to me. Prove it.
Okay, you still have the proof. He isn't allowed in a room without someone else.
Okay. And then what happens in... by OPMC.
100%.
And so when it's done, you're going to say, is the university stance on this, Gareth Warren is okay, because it's okay. It's like Dr. Warren can ejaculate in his patient's face. Wait, I want a clear answer to this. It's okay if Dr. Warren sexually assaults and ejaculates, or any doctor, is sexually assaults or ejaculates in a patient's face, as long as they fulfill their OPMC requirements. Is that what you were, because basically that's what I'm asking you. Is that what the stance is?
I'm not going there. Okay.
Why not?
I'm not going to respond.
Why are you not willing to respond to a very pointed question?
I tried to tell you that we're done with this. I will send you the letter, and if you need
Say hello to David then, right? Because I may as well be a dead man, because you know what? You're not going to do a damn thing to help me, and I can't believe, you know what? Shame on you, Jackie Beckerman. Just shame on you.
Can I tell you something? I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, I know. Not just me. I mean, it really is. It's abysmal that you would be in a position. How many victims like me do you throw under the bus every week and then go and pat yourself on the back?
Okay.
How many?
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Do you?
If you subjected me to enough right now, I'm going to get off.
Oh, I know. You're the victim. Oh, I'm so sorry for you. I did too. I really did. But it's very difficult when I'm always put on the defensive.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been here for 30 years. I've never seen a more serious response. Okay?
But why don't I know that? Then why don't I know that?
It is not typical that we report out exactly what we're doing with our employees.
What about why was James Newell coming to my house and scaring the shit out of me in your direction? Why? Why would you do that to me? Why would the university hire
at the time and someone was sitting right next to me, you told me, quote unquote, that he came to your house. You said that.
He came to my house. I never said that he broke in. I never said that he broke into my house. I said he came.
Okay. Whatever. Listen to the tape. But I'm telling you, telling he's you.
I never like said that he broke in.
I'm telling you that that is a serious claim. And I, because you yelled at me that I didn't report things, of course I reported that. That is a serious, serious offense for one of our doctors.
But he never broke in. And I, why wouldn't you have clarified that with me? I agree. Why wouldn't you have clarified that? If there was any question in your mind, you should have clarified that. I had to do it. Why didn't you do it before you called James Newell and sent James Newell to my house?
Because two of us heard you say that. You're telling me you didn't, and I'm suggesting you listen to the tape.
I will.
I can suggest.
I will. And did you, what about him?
A good moral effort to try to take your claims 100% seriously.
So why would... Why would you do that? You know that there's an investigation going on. There all the stuff that was going on that I made you aware of. Why would you think that that would be an appropriate response is to have James Newell come to the victim's house?
Because you were calling me, telling me that we weren't taking this seriously. That's what was happening here.
All in a no.
Okay, I can't do this again, Bob. Listen to the tape.
I will. I will. Great. I want us to make me an appointment with the chair of the urology department.
Absolutely taken seriously. And at this point,
I don't believe it's hard to believe that.
I'm sorry for the pain you're in. I am sorry that you have not been able to find peace with this.
Don't you guys have any? I don't understand how you guys do. You do this to every victim though when people call up, and I don't understand how I could just be so marginalized. Do you know what the ultimate, you know what it was ultimately? And I keep saying that too. Nobody ever understands that. And it took me, I had to live with a hernia for 9 months and all the sexual dysfunction. And I continues to have sexual dysfunction because
so
of Gareth Warren.
Like,
because 9 months to go to somebody else to find out that I had a that I had a hernia.
Would you like someone to
God, why doesn't anybody get that? You know what? Yelling at me is like making me feel even worse. Like it's like my fault that I'm upsetting you. You need to take more of your anger out on Gareth Warren.
Oh my God.
If you want it over and you want closure, I told you this before, maybe you ought to just release him from your employ.
Okay.
How about that as a suggestion? And then you really have closure.
I appreciate the suggestion.
Then you have it, then it's closure and it's over with, right? And everybody gets to move on with their life, right?
Okay.
What do you think of that as a suggestion? And then the community is safe. Because I got to say, would you, in a good conscience, send your nephews or your nieces and your nephews to Dr. Gareth Warren at this point?
Bob, I can't go backwards. I can only go forward.
I absolutely agree. So going forward. Going forward, do you not think that it's a good idea for community safety that Gareth Warren, you know, get his walking papers?
I know nothing about the details. That is not my business. I know it's been investigated, and I know there was a thorough review. Okay.
And that's all you know, but you know it was taken really seriously, but you don't know what. You guys are so dirty. You guys smell. I gotta go take a shower. This is disgusting.
Okay.
I really do.
Doctors, let me know. Okay.
You know what? If I need anything, I guess you would. Well, I don't really need to communicate with you anymore, do I? Because I can call any doctor I want. I can call anybody I want,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're? So now that's that. Yeah.
No, I'm saying that I would think that it would be the easiest, and then I know it happens well.
Okay, did I tell you, did you hear what I said? Make an appointment. Make an appointment with me with the chair of the urology department, this Dr. Joel. That's not going backwards. That's going forward. I need a urologist. I want the best.
Very involved in the whole situation.
What do you mean? I don't believe that. I don't know. Well, that's too bad. Everybody's involved. What does that mean for me? I'm going to wind up with the worst care in the world? I want the best. I want the best care. I want to see the chair of the urology department. Well, that's terrific. Okay. Maybe that's what I need to see him for.
Okay. I will. Are you asking for?
I want to see him. Make an appointment. I don't need a referral. You make the appointment so that there's no problem, so I don't have to talk to the secretaries and piss anybody off because of my rotten demeanor and my negative attitude. Because of the anxiety that's every time I have to communicate with a healthcare provider. This is what happens, and this is why I keep pleading. Is there a social? Where's the social workers that were, you know? What about other victims of sexual assault? Don't you guys have social groups and stuff? And like, wait.
You know what? I am
gonna get. What about, you know, other victims of, like, you know, employees that are victims of sexual harassment? What about all these people? What about them? Are they all left like I am with, like, you know? Sorry, we consider the matter closed. Don't you guys have any follow-up for any of these other victims? What about the co-eds in the world? What about Celeste Kidd? Did you offer her any help? Did you reach out to Celeste Kidd and offer her any help? I mean, she's not sick. She doesn't have a debilitating, life-threatening disease.
I am not involved in that situation, nor any of the places.
Well, I'm wondering. Well, I don't know. But why is the medical center taking this kind of, like, hard stance against somebody that's sick? I'm the most vulnerable and sick person.
At this point, I'm gonna go off the phone. I am telling you, if you need, I will send you information about.
I don't need it. I don't want it. All that'll do is create anxiety for me.
Okay.
I told you what I want. I want you to make an appointment with the chair of the urology department for me, so I can go and see him about my problems.
Okay. Well, they will see. He sees cancer patients based on a referral from primary care physicians.
Well, I don't know. You're gonna make the appointment. I'm sick. I don't want. Who are you gonna make an appointment with?
Okay, I don't know what you need.
I want the best goddamn urologist you fucking have there. How clear do I have to be?
Okay, I am gonna get off now.
Who is it? Okay. Who's the best urologist you got?
Okay, thank you.
Jesus. You're no help. See, this is why you wonder, what do you need? Passive aggressive, and you're going to hang up now.
I'm
going to hang up on you, and you can just go and kill yourself for anybody cares at this place, because you know what? I just hope that my demeanor, I wonder what Gareth Warren saw in my demeanor that he had to have sex with me. Do you think this is what turned him on?
Okay, I really can't go here anymore, Bob.
Why not? I need help, man. You guys need to step up and act like, you know, a human being, because really. It's over. I just don't believe it. Why doesn't this anybody ever? I'm just a walking dead. I'm just me, just walking dead. Oh boy. I will have to play the. I will play the tapes. Yeah. Jesus Christ.